You have been described as a new genre artist due to the way in which you draw links between physical subjects and their concealed or forgotten backgrounds. Could you start by explaining a bit more about this?
I think about my practice as being a storyteller, and I work across mediums to develop this story. And this body of work that I have been creating in the past 7 or 8 years has really been dealing with social justice issues. So I think the interesting artwork isn't just about pretty images, although I think they should be engaging. It's about asking questions about equality and labor issues and identity through the work.
Why is it important for you to convey these messages?
I guess it's just who I am. I've always been interested in engaging socially and politically. As a graduate student, I studied community art activism and interned at the New Museum of Contemporary Arts, their high school arts program. And that was really influential in my thought process of developing my practice. And it is actually taking a question, and I always try to relate these questions to my own personal narrative, and then also think about spectatorship, how the audience relates to the work or a way to engage them.
So the exhibition you created, Garment Girl, derived from an earlier creation called Worker. What is the inspiration or story behind these two works?
2010 and 11, I did a short-term residency at Pitzer College, and Pitzer's mission is social justice. And so this is really the beginning of this body of work that's continued to now, dealing with social justice, dealing with poverty and labor and gender issues. And so I took this idea of Worker, again, relating it to the personal narrative, but a contemporary social issue. So my mother's family, as I said, Ukrainian, and when they came to the United States, my grandmother worked as a cook in a Sears contract shop, and that's how my mother put herself through college. You know, she would pull out the bad seams and this progressive bundle system, and hearing these stories about how dirty the sweatshops were. And so at that time in LA, there were discussions about sweatshops in Los Angeles. It had moved to Orange County, and that's what that exhibition really dealt with. And when I had the opportunity to have the exhibition in Hanoi, I really spent a lot of time thinking about, well, what is it that I know something about, and how do I push my practice and somehow relate to what's going on in Hanoi?
You feature interviews with Vietnamese people as part of the exhibition. In your opinion, what does this add to your work, and what impact do you want this to have on those viewing it?
As I've been developing this body of work, one of the things that I actually discovered, and it was through reading work by Sherry Lee Lincoln and John Russo, who started the Working Class Studies program at Youngstown State University, and that's actually where I grew up. And in their early writings in 2000 or so, they were discussing this idea of ghosting workers and, you know, not empowering people who are actually working in the mills, working in the sweatshops, to share their stories, and the importance of personal narrative as being a valid form of, you know, storytelling, of research, of, you know, those sorts of ideas.